I have a confession. I'm 28. I'm gonna be 29 in January, but I've never had a baby bell cheese. So I'm gonna film myself reacting to a baby bell. I'm actually excited. I was always jealous of kids who had them in elementary school. This is exciting. Okay. All right, first bite. White people like some weird ass shit.
Oh shit. It's Monday, guys. It's Monday, so you know what the fucking time it is, right, guys? It's time for some Steve Sotelo's bullshit. Yeah. Put your hands up. I don't see anybody's hands up. I don't see anybody's hands up. If you're a guy in the room, put your hands up. If you're a girl in the room, put your hands up. If you're a person in this world, put your hands up. Because I don't segregate from anyone. We're all human in this world, so everybody put your hands up. It just came to me that I can't see anyone lift their hands up. Because I'm in my place, and then you're at your place, and I can't see you. Only you can see me. So I guess we're just doing the honor system here, right, guys? Is that the case? I hope so. I hope that you guys are actually did have your hands up. Welcome, everyone, to Finger Guns Comedy. My name is Steve Sotelo. I hope you're having a great Monday so far. It's the beginning of the week. But I can't do this on my own, guys. I can't. So I'm going to bring on everyone, starting with Adam Macias.
Hey, how's that going, man? Wow, that was an interesting video you just showed.
Yeah, I noticed that no one watched it. Or else you would have seen that I didn't actually eat it. I ate the wax.
Oh.
I've never eaten a baby bell. And it was only, I guess, technically not.
Oh, that's so funny. I would have imagined you as like a big, I always imagined you as a big baby.
I am a big baby.
You would enjoy a big baby bell. I don't know if you just heard that right now, but my cat behind me, we have a piano right behind this sunset. The cat turned on the piano and it started playing some music just now. So,
wow!
I guess I figured that if you can sing, it might have some talent as well.
I haven't seen you in a couple days, and
okay.
You just throw the fire at me.
Okay, no, it's okay.
Okay. All right. Here's someone who will probably also hurt my feelings. Here's Edward. Hey, Edward, how's it going? Yeah, no response.
What's up, Ed? What's up, Ed?
How have you been?
Dude, I loved your video. Dude, I fucking loved your video, man. It was fucking sick, dude. It was fucking sick. I loved your video, man.
I'm same reaction. Same. I enjoyed it a lot.
I'm crying. I don't know if you can tell. No, you can't tell. I'm crying over how good that video was, man.
That's very hurtful. I know you don't care. But I will go to someone who does care. Amelia.
Hi. Hey, Amelia. Hey. I was actually a little surprised to find out that your video was 5 minutes long to react to Baybel cheese. And I thought I was on the same page as you, because I too think Baybel cheese is disgusting, but now I'm starting to think if maybe I ate the wax. So I don't know.
I think you eat the wax, and we're all drinking the Kool-Aid of the Baybel hype, because listen, I went 28 years without it and I can do it again.
especially with the Fuego stuff that they have at Trader Joe's. Speaking of Trader Joe's, I have my friend Danny with us today representing the Heat. Well,
that was a great transition, heat, my baby. Friend.
Yeah.
That was a great transition. Heat.
The fucking Heatles are here, man. The Heatles fucking are Miami Heatles. We're mm-hmm. here. We're live. We're in color. Man, mm-hmm. and you look fucking good.
You look good too, babe. I look like Bad Boy Pano. As you can see by my this is my little tag there at the bottom. What U2 songs do you guys want me to sing? You want me to sing Elevation?
Yes. Can you sing Miss Sarajevo?
And I don't know Miss Sarajevo. Is that the one they won an Oscar for?
Operatic solo.
Did they win an Oscar? Did U2 get an Oscar? They did, right?
I'm sure they have.
I believe so.
That's pretty cool. That's
What about Sunday Bloody Sunday?
That's a good song.
Is there a time?
Did you want me to sing it, or did you want my review?
I don't know. Just what about it?
I don't feel like singing that one.
Oh no, Adam was just wondering what about that song.
I think it's about a massacre in Ireland.
Yeah, it was about a car bomb.
Yeah.
So Adam was wondering what about that song, and I'm over here wondering about our last Finger Guns member that's joining us today. Ezra, what's going on, man? All representing the black team.
Fuck yeah, baby.
All blacks, you know, where you can't see any of the lettering.
Final member of the Heatles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you're a fan of Juanes and you wore a camisa negra.
Mm-hmm.
I got a demographic out there that's Hispanic.
In Spanish class, in two different Spanish classes with two different Spanish teachers, they taught us that song in high school. So I used to know the lyrics.
Ezra, there is something I wanted to know about you, though.
Oh, yeah.
I know everyone's like graduating class. What is your graduating class?
Oh, that's a great question. A lot of people have asked me that. And for me to reveal how old I am would be a real good thing for me to do, and I wanted to.
Middle.
What?
Middle class. What? Was graduating middle class?
I graduated in the middle.
Oh!
Nice.
Guys.
2009. I don't need to be cagey about my age. What am I doing? 2009.
2009? Oh, okay. Whoa. I'm 25.
Right on.
Represent the...
Yeah. And we're talking about elementary school graduating class, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
Like that song, Forever Young. Forever young. Didn't graduate, I'm forever young.
That's a good U2 song.
That could possibly be my favorite. All right, so... Even though
Denzel
he's not here
joining
with us,
remotely.
Really quick, which member of the Heatles? So I'm clearly Mike Miller. I feel like Ezra is Battier. Ooh, and yeah. Ed, you're UD. You're definitely UD.
I'm the OG.
Adonis, baby.
I kind of wanted to be Adonis. Can I be Mo Chalmers or Mo Chalmers?
Mo Chalmers? You might be Mo Chalmers. I don't know. You don't have a Heat jersey on.
Mario.
No, you don't. You're David Fizdale. You're assistant coach David Fizdale. That's why you're wearing a suit.
Ooh, that makes sense.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a reason I'm wearing a suit today. I kind of left you guys in the dark about what's going on today
on the team.
You did.
And I did that on purpose because
when am I supposed to do my headlines?
You don't. You were gone. And so I wanted to give you a lot of time. And I also, once you said, hey, you want to run the show? fuck.
That's cool.
Hey, folks.
Well, right. That topic will be better used next week. Because you said, hey, you want to run the show? And I went, okay. And then I left everyone in the dark because I wanted to do a very, very different show.
Fun.
And I like hijinks, as everyone knows.
What show is this, by the way? I don't think it was ever introduced.
Oh, that's a great question. That's a great, WTF. great
pod.
10 minutes in, we're getting that intro.
Lock the gates.
Yeah. What, the Finger Guns comedy?
Finger Guns comedy.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, it's because we're not technically Finger Guns comedy today.
Yeah, we're the fucking Miami Heat. Miami Heat podcast.
Let me give a little
Heat five, bit baby. Heat a, five.
A premise or maybe a preface or a build up to what this show is about today. So I have for us.
Whoa, I got all.
So this is something that a lot of people have seen, right? This is the Sotelo Gang shirt. It is our number one seller. And
that's because
of
bought,
that,
you bought five yourself,
it's,
right?
It's, and then our, my second shirt, which is also, it's the number two seller on our merch store.
You bought
store.
Four of those yourself, just in case.
But
yeah.
Fortunately,
for the listening audience, what we just saw was Steve Sotelo, the Sotelo Gang shirt, and then followed by the Steve Sotelo is sorry for his actions or his words shirt.
Yeah, the Ally Gang is what I call it. But
and it's laid out on a rainbow flag to prove you're an ally.
Because Steve Sotelo is an ally. And if you are joining Sotelo Gang, you are joining an ally gang because we're all allies in Sotelo Gang. But because of the large success of these two shirts from our store.
And just to be clear, they are shirts when you buy them, not just PNG logos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can also get these designs on stickers, on magnets, on wall art, on tote bags, mugs.
I heard you have both of them tattooed on your body.
I do, but that's only for no one to see except for me and my doctors.
I mean, well, you wanted to have an apology up front when they were going down there, correct?
Yeah. And I'm sorry, for my words when they go, oh, that feels good, doctor. And it's like, ooh, hey, chill.
Wow, and that doctor was checking your arm because...
Yeah, it was a blood pressure check. Just a little stethoscope on the back. Ooh. it tickles. It's chilly.
I'm happy to announce that I will be getting another line of t-shirts released next year. I'm going to give you guys a slight little sneak preview to them.
Wow. Oh, Jesus. What?
Yeah. So we are going worldwide with our shirts. However,
so it was two cartoon pictures. It said Sotelo Gang, and then it was pictures of cartoon women crying.
Yeah. Almost anime. Yeah. Anime, or there was, it seemed to be some sort of, it looked like Asian, like some sort of Asian typing set.
It is next Japanese. Mm-hmm. It is okay. Japanese.
Okay.
But here's what the t-shirt company told me. They said, Steve, we're going to give you three additional shirts.
And the t-shirt company is, of course, TeePublic, where you can buy all of our merch?
Yes. So they said you can have three new shirts for next year. However, I only could think of two for myself. And this is where... the game begins. So I'm proud to say that today's show isn't just a normal finger gun show. No, it is Merch Madness.
Oh, wow. Okay. We got a brand new background and everything. Whoa. Happening right now.
Wow. It's so different.
For sure.
It is very different.
It's cool.
I love it.
Can we add a disclaimer at the top of the podcast? Can someone make this happen? Would you be like, just skip the 14 minutes in? Can we add a disclaimer to that?
We could probably edit it out.
I'm on it, boss.
Oh, here we have a question from our very young Keith Harmon. What do the characters say, though, Steve? What do the characters say on your shirts?
Oh, that's a great question. It's just Sotelo Gang in Japanese.
What's the first girl saying? Because there's like a word bubble. What does that say?
It says, I had always thought this might happen before I fell in love with him, but I never dreamed it would happen afterwards. And it's her saying, oh, Steve.
Are you breaking her heart? Are you being a damn heartbreaker?
I am. Doesn't give a fuck. However, I give a fuck about who's going to get that third design. And this is where we play the game, guys. So all right, I'm going to reveal to you guys potential designs for your own merch, guys.
Did I just hear a music cue? Yeah. Was that what that was?
I thought
was
so, that too.
Okay.
Well, this is perfect. I'm so glad we're a visual podcast now.
Yes. and for our listeners out there on our Instagram at GoFingerGuns, I will be posting all of these designs as well. So the first one that we have is the Amelia Academy. Now, this one is based on Amelia's very own school. As you can see, she has her Latin on there. That is Latin for "I hate it,"
and I still do.
Now, our next one is going to be Adams
combo.
Oh no! Actually, I believe the next one it should be Adams.
I had a quick question.
Yes.
You didn't want to do PowerPoint on this. You're just scrolling through your photos.
I had a PowerPoint prepared, and then we got a last person.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Bad Boy Bono.
It feels like it would be relatively like easy to add something to a PowerPoint, but okay.
Yeah, well, go fuck yourself. and speaking of fucking yourself specifically, Adam, I know that you are a big Animaniacs fan, so
this is good.
Play on words. I hit your demographic, which is entirely old people.
This is old white people, which is specifically with tiny heads.
Yes.
Which cannot, I'm sure these pictures cannot be copyrighted.
Yeah, that bottom Freud dude has just the smallest head I've ever seen.
He's making a comment on my extremely broad shoulders.
Yo, the hands are so large on that guy.
Yeah, man, look at the size of those fucking hands. Yeah. You know what they say about big hands, right?
Big gloves.
What is he listening for, by the way? Or is he just old and he can't hear?
Listening to our podcast, and he's actually trying to listen to the jokes that you have whenever
he's trying to hear them. He's like, yeah. I didn't hear the jokes. I can't laugh.
Figure out which line's the punchline.
There it is. There you go.
Our next one is Danny.
Ezra literally just fixed my punchline, so that was good.
For good Daniel, I imagine, because he's very colorful, and also this was something I had designed a long time ago, so bear with me.
Let's see what this is.
Oh no, I'm sorry, this one is for Ezra.
Ezra, cool.
For his Carter heads.
This is fun. This is really good.
You Carter heads out there.
Fuck, this is really good.
I went with a metal design, so we have a Viking.
Are any of these drawings royalty free?
They are all fine and fair use.
All right.
I know somebody who we could send them to redo if that's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me.
Yeah, Tom. Our boy Tom.
From Facebook.
Tom. Tom from Baby. Definitely who I was thinking
of.
Yes!
Yes! So I want to preface this by
I hate this part right here.
So while everyone is playing for their merch,
not a shirt, dude. This is a meme.
Edward is actually going to be playing for me to not release this. So if he loses, he will have this shirt released.
Dude, I fucking double dog dare you to release it. See what happens, dog. Wait.
So if any of us win, the third design will be Ed's shirt. And if Ed wins, we will be one of the others.
I will pay for a fourth design.
Okay.
Which is the Ed punishment one.
Okay.
So can we all collectively make sure Edward wins?
Yeah. Oh, there's Danny's.
There it is.
That's fun. This is like
And obviously, that's
just what I look like right now.
That's obviously not the one that was added last minute. That's clearly the one that.
No, that was. This is a lot of care was put into that.
The absolutely fiend.
That's my passport photo.
That does look like a passport.
No, that's literally my passport photo. Like,
fuck yeah. Shout out to my dog, Kate Harmon, man.
Kate, what are you even talking about?
Look good, man. I love
that Team Edward.
She knows.
Listen, it's a hot fucking shirt. 90% of why it's hot is me.
Yes.
The other 10% is this fucking this Edward right there. It's all 100% me, baby. It's 100% me. I agree with Stepdaddy Dance. Man, the fucking disrespect on Danny's shirt is to die for. I fucking love it.
I disrespect it too. I don't consent to my image being released on this.
I love that white on white on white
cut of the profits.
For the white background ones, those are transparent, so they will be able to work on any colored shirt, which is something that you have the option of doing when you buy from
public. I had a quick. So you're saying, okay, just to kind of reiterate what the game plan is here is that we are playing a game in order for our shirts to be the one that's sold. Whereas yes. Ed is playing a game so to make sure that his shirt is not being sold. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, this is fucking bullshit, man.
What if I just want to make Ezra's the one that's sold? What happens then?
You could sacrifice yours if you want.
Okay,
but that means that there's two people playing for Ezra's shirt to be released.
Okay. And what about your shirt? Are you gonna have you have a new update anytime?
Wait, my shirt?
Yeah, Steve.
He's got the first two.
Yeah,
I got the first four.
I wanna sacrifice myself for Danny's t-shirt. And I want to make an addendum to Danny's t-shirt. I want it to remain on a white tee, but I want it to be, if you get it wet, it comes off like a tattoo on your chest.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you take off the shirt, it's like you have Danny's face.
We could sell them at Cabo for like wet t-shirt contest.
We'll have to see if Tee Public has the technology to do that.
They might.
Got it.
Fuck, that's a good idea.
I'm going to sacrifice myself for Ed's shirt. And if I win, Ed's shirt is coming out. Sorry, Ed, but it is going to come with a free download of Paramore's Decode on the Zoom Music Store.
Wow.
That's perfect.
You said the Zoom Music Store. I think that was stepped on.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got to do, Steve?
All right. That's a great question. So this is where it becomes all audio. There are 25 questions. And so the first 10 are extremely easy. They're general knowledge. Then the following 10 are going to be stuff about me. Questions about me that you have to answer. And then last five are what I like to call the beauty pageant answers. These are the ones where each one of you guys has the opportunity to answer them. And this is where I judge how many points you get per answer. So if you're
a friend,
I always call you the Drew Carey of this show.
I am. I am indeed.
Can I
always call you the Drew Pinsky?
Yeah, at some point, if you want, you absolutely can.
Pinsky, baby. I want to phone in Salty Rachel, my good friend Salty Rachel, Miss Salt Lake City, Miss Utah, to answer beauty pageant questions for me.
Oh, all right, there you go.
So do you as the host make that happen, or do I have to go out of my way?
It is up to you, and if you can't get in contact with her,
that's a terrible fucking game show.
You automatically we didn't set this up ahead of time. I put you on the spot for this specific reason.
Steve,
I want to phone in Mr. Irvington High School 2010 James Jones for any beauty pageant segments.
James M. Jones.
What? Oh, James Jones is not allowed to be on the show?
Yeah, he's not allowed to be.
Fuck.
Shit.
Love you, Jamie.
I'm going to wait for Ezra to come back on because I really
He's fixing something on a tech thing. He's still around,
though.
Look
at this.
Oh, okay.
We can keep it going, yeah.
Okay. So, are you guys ready for Merch Madness?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I feel bad because Ezra isn't able to be a part of it.
He's here. He's working on something. Yeah, don't worry.
I want to sacrifice myself for Ezra.
Yeah, I'm just fixing my camera. I can hear everything.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, make sure your mic works then because you're going to have to answer in whenever you're ready. Okay.
Hey, I'll just leave it up like this and my mic is on. And I'll fix the camera.
I also love it. Let's do it.
Yeah. While we work on the camera stuff. First one, just a very easy one. What does the FBI stand for?
Wait, do we like raise hands?
Yeah, raise your hands.
Did it go like around the horn or best answer?
You could until the answer is answer like when until I get the right answer, unless it goes everyone around.
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Okay,
female body inspector.
Danny does have
the
first
one. Hold on. I still have one. I still have one.
What was yours?
Fuckboy initiator.
No, that is incorrect. Daniel is the first person with points on the board.
Okay, to be clear, yes. We're giving you answers, and there's only one right answer. It's not the best answer.
And
it's a preordained answer that you already have.
The answers are all on here.
Okay, so we have to think like you, essentially.
FBI stands for Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Thank you, Ed.
Not according to my shirt in eighth grade, Danny was going to say.
Or my hat that I wear in Upland.
Also, are we just kind of shouting out the answer?
You can do that too. Honestly, I didn't think this far ahead. I just want right answers, and if I don't get one, then you guys all get it wrong, and then we move on.
I didn't have a female body inspector shirt in eighth grade, but I did have a shirt that said, "I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look." I didn't see a vagina until I was 18 years old.
That might get you an extra point, but we'll see. We'll see at the end.
FBI stands for.
I wasn't looking. I was just letting her
know. Well, no. Daniel already got the first point.
Booty inserter, female booty inspector, female body inspector.
We're going to be going to question number two. Are you guys ready?
No, okay.
Another great another great question off the bat. What is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's real name?
Wait.
Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock.
Correct.
Wait, what?
Did I get it?
Yeah. What is it?
Johnson.
Yes. Yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's real name.
That's not right. No. His real name is Rocky Maivia. It's also, but you could also call him by his legal name, the tribe chief, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Whatever. But was that on your list, Steve?
No, it was Dwayne Johnson. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Question number three. What is also known as the Big Easy?
Oh, your butthole.
All right. Adam said your butthole. What?
New Orleans.
What were other answers?
New Orleans.
Ezra said New Orleans. Any other answers?
Can you repeat the question? Big Easy?
What is also known as the Big Easy?
The Little Difficult.
I have a real answer.
Okay. Well, these are all real answers.
Well, no, but mine was
they are all incorrect. Daniel and Amelia have opportunities to answer correct.
Can I keep answering?
No. Unfortunately, no.
That's some fucking bullshit, man.
I don't understand this game.
I know who it is.
Who is Adam?
The Big Easy. I just don't remember his fucking name. His wrestling name.
That's a wrestling question.
It's not.
No, he's right.
Kevin
Nash. It's Kevin
Is
Nash.
It you? No, that's
it's Kevin
me.
Nash.
That's mm-hmm. Big Daddy Cool.
No, he was Big Easy too.
Or Big Sexy.
Easy E?
Big Sexy.
No.
Fuck.
It's a person?
Yes.
Okay. It is not you or your butthole?
It is not me or my butthole. If anything, my butthole is the most difficult.
Yeah, it's a little difficult.
And it's not me and it's not your mom.
It's not you, Ezra, but you're very close. It is not my mom. Oh, okay. Wait, what?
Is it your dad then?
It is not my dad.
Oh, okay. Oh,
hold on. You guys already guessed. He just said it was up to me and Danny.
I know.
Go ahead. There's no rules to this. There's no rules to this, Amelia.
He just said that there was.
Look, I want someone to win, and I have it locked down. So.
Ain't no fucking rules in the game. It's Jason Mraz.
New York City.
All I can think of is the movie Easy A. So Emma Stone.
Unfortunately, you guys all got it wrong. The right answer was Adam.
man,
what job funny. Is the all right, so this is question wow. number four? What job is the best job?
No job. Jobless.
Wait, what was your What was your answer, Edward?
No job. The best job is no job.
Best job is no job.
It's a blowjob.
Blowjob.
Hand job.
Who said blowjob first?
Hand job.
I said blowjob.
Amelia gets the point.
I realize that I'm probably bullshit. A 20-second delay. But
I didn't say fucking no job.
Yeah. Hold on. All right. Let's pause real quick. Hold on, y'all. Let's pause real quick because Danny did say he's on a 20-second delay, and he just put his answer in for the question before, which was Kevin Nash.
Why do I look insane? I'm so frustrated with my camera.
Okay, so we are on question number 5 now.
No.
Who won that one?
She didn't say blowjob. I did. She said
it
no
was,
job.
It was Ed. It was Ed.
Okay, Edward gets the Ed. First point. His first
this
point.
This one fucking...
Edward, Amelia, and Daniel are both tied. Question number 5. Who sang the song Who Let the Dogs Out?
How many?
Drop a
me.
Taco, girl.
Me.
Adam says me.
Bahaman.
Edward said Bahaman.
What was the question?
Who sang Who Let the Dogs Out?
Bahaman.
Amelia also
said Bahaman. Or is the answer who?
I heard you.
That was very close, but unfortunately, Ezra, that is incorrect.
Damn.
Is the answer Brie Larson?
Brie Larson. No.
Unfortunately, Liam also does not get points.
Is it... It's not Snoop Dogg. I know that. Is it the Rough Rider himself?
No.
Fuck.
What about? Is it though? Oh, bullshit. Is it your mom?
No, but that's almost close.
Oh, is it
your dad?
No. It was your brother Ryan.
No.
Fuck. God fucking your sister Amanda.
It was the Bahamut.
If you think specifics, you're gonna get it wrong.
Oh, your family.
You're getting closer.
Your dog.
Your brother.
You. It was you. You sang it.
Almost.
What the fuck?
Almost you.
I hate this. This is worse than my camera.
You guys all got it wrong. It is. We all did because that song was great. This one should be a very easy one. All right. Question number 6. What is love?
What is love?
Say it again. Yeah. Say it again.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Who said that?
Me and Ezra.
Shut up. Amelia, what the fuck is this?
Ezra said it.
I did it first.
So did I. I said it too.
Yeah, no, but Ezra said it first, and so he gets his first point. So, Adam, you are the only one without points so far. Question number 7.
And Danny's on a 30-second delay.
Yeah, Danny's on...
Dan is on a 30-second delay, and he has more points than you, Adam.
Steve's dad. Fuck, yeah. Shout out to Seth Big Dens.
So, question number... 7 is who runs the world?
Girls.
Edward women. Gets points.
Come on. Come easy, on. Easy,
come on, man. Give me some. What question are we on?
But it was bullshit.
Question 8 is where bullshit. Is the Great Wall of China?
In China.
It's between China and Mongolia for the most part.
What would you call that?
Asia. I said it.
Earth. It's an Earth. It's on Earth.
Planet
it's
Earth.
On the right, ground.
You guys all got it wrong because it is in the Huaru district.
Oh, okay.
Where? Question number 9. Where is the Eiffel Tower?
Paris, France.
The Huaru district. The Huaru district.
Well, there's one in Las Vegas.
That is incorrect as well.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
Paris.
Where's the Eiffel Tower? It's in Rush Hour 3, I believe.
Incorrect.
What? Stolen by David Copperfield.
Yes, it is. That's
not
correct.
The answer I'm looking for.
David Copperfield stole it.
So you guys are all wrong. The correct answer is Champ de Mars in Paris, France. This one should be an easy one.
No, I'm glad that was
question number. Yeah.
Champ de Mars. Really well, I gotta say.
Yeah. Question number 10. Where are we right now?
In hell.
Los Angeles County.
Incorrect.
Hell. We're in Merch Madness, baby.
Incorrect.
Oh.
That's fuck. How is that not correct?
We're in fall.
That's not the answer. These Hold are on, not I have an the answers yet. I'm looking for. Hold yes.
on. I haven't answered yet. Where are we? What's the question?
Where are we right now?
Are you saying where are we or where are we right now?
Where are we right now?
The question is who's when. We? The question is when.
It's all of us.
All of us.
All six of us.
We're live. We're live.
That's not the answer I'm looking for.
We're live, baby.
We're home. We're in your home. We're coming to you live from Encino, California. This is the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Am I right?
No, you had it and then you were wrong.
We're live.
In your home. We're in your home.
We're in your heart. Adam finally gets.
Fuck.
Thanks, Ed, for the alley-oop there.
All right, so far, Edward is in the lead with 2 points.
Alley-oop. Just Winslow, Miami Heat.
This should be a lot easier because
I believe Danny is not on it anymore.
However,
yeah, Danny tapped out.
Danny's with me in spirit.
Okay.
Danny's with me in spirit. I love you, Beth.
You should just Instagram like live him, and that way he can be on the show.
If I do that, I lose the questions.
I was talking.
What's the next question, babe?
We'll figure out something for
sure. What's the next question?
All right. So these are the ones about me, but because Ezra is the one that knows me the least, he gets 5 additional points.
Oh, bullshit. Okay.
That's some bullshit, but I'll take it.
this game is retarded. I'm sorry. Oh, no. This is stupid.
No. we're not using derogatory terms, Adam. Sorry. Yeah,
I'm sorry. This game is literally stupid.
Do we all get one freebie this episode?
No.
We'll wait until the final 5 questions, and then we'll see. Okay, so number 11.
Man, I look good right now.
What are my top 3 cocktails?
There's your freebie.
That was cock, and tail.
No. Are those? I'll give you another chance, Adam.
Do we need to list all 3 or any of the 3? Okay.
Three. If you can list 3 drinks each, and then
Edward knows he lives with him, so you need to deduct points to whatever he guesses.
No, tequila. He knows me. That's the idea.
Tequila sunrise.
That's one.
Straight whiskey.
What?
No. Adam, that's your first one. You have 2.
I need 3. I need 3. I need all 3.
Yeah.
No,
you said any of the three.
Tequila sunrise, Manhattan.
Okay.
And a dry martini.
Okay, those were yours. I'm gonna put down your points for how many you got for that. But
Danny,
I'm
baby,
not say if you're right.
He's back.
Edward, you list
my
3 favorite cocktails.
Sunrise. It's not. It's fuck. I don't remember the name of it. One of them is a Paloma for sure.
Paloma.
Look at the fuck it. Look at the face he made. Look at that fucking. Yeah, face.
It's a good. It's not a Paloma. It's
the Paloma.
It's a panini or something.
No. Yeah. Steve's favorite drink is a panini.
Sandwich?
I'm not fatty boy. So, Edward, do you have 2 more drinks?
I know. I'm thinking. New York Sour.
Fuck. He's right.
New York Seltzer. The grape soda. New York Seltzer.
Fuck, man.
Everybody's listing.
I got 2.
Dan.
I got 2. I know this isn't all right. I know this isn't right.
You said,
I'll let you know come this back.
Correct. I'm just going to say my last one. It's an old fashioned. It's an old fashioned, but I know it's not because I know that's Adam, one of Adam's favorite drinks.
All right, Amelia, you list 3 cocktails.
Oh my God.
Are there even 3 more cocktails to list?
You can say the same one.
Yeah, you can say the same ones. You don't have. Oh. You can repeat.
Okay, I'm gonna say the first one that Edward said. Well, what was it? The panini.
Okay.
I've seen you drink straight whiskey before.
Yeah, so but that's not a cocktail.
He said cocktails. He did say cocktails, so that implies a mixed drink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a gin and tonic.
Okay.
And I'm going to say rum and pineapple juice.
Okay.
That's my drink.
I'm putting down your points, Ezra. Ezra, you can name three cocktails that you think
I would go with fruit cocktail.
Okay.
And shrimp cocktail.
Okay.
And cocktail waitress.
Oh, and my last one?
Cocktail waitress.
Okay, I'm going to put down your points. All right, and then Daniel.
That's with the win, man.
What are the three cocktails I enjoy?
You enjoy a Paloma. Okay. Was it a snack pack in a martini glass? a pudding.
And then
oh, I thought he meant like the ham stuck in like the crackers stuffed into that. Never mind.
No. A snack pack like from Billy Madison. And what else you like? You like what is it that old fashioned? I think that's John Taffer's favorite drink. So that's what you like too.
Mm. Okay. So the answers were a New York sour, a margarita. And this one was like a half for half, so you actually had four opportunities: sangria or old fashioned. So
I think Ed got the most points on that.
Ed boosted up immediately, so he is in the lead, followed by Ezra.
Paloma not on your fucking list.
You drink because I never have grapefruit.
You drink them every. You drank them for like the last week.
It's because I had a bottle of grapefruit juice.
He does make a good
I should have said sangria.
Denzel was
this sangria. But the question was, the question wasn't
is that anything?
If you have it often, it's what's your favorite.
Yeah, that is very true. It's not my favorite, though.
That's a fucking bullshit.
I'm sorry.
give us your points.
You're in first place, though. All right. So, number 12.
So you're saying one of your favorite drinks is a Gia Paloma? Is one of your favorite drinks?
No. I don't know who that is, but we're going on to number 12. Who have I seen the most in concert?
Oh,
Sarah Bareilles.
Radiohead.
There's a Sarah Bareilles. What are the other answers?
I'm going to wait till the answer because I don't want to give an answer.
Spin Doctors. Spin Doctors is Ezra's.
Mm-hmm. My very real answer.
Guar. This guy knows me. All right.
Saint Sarah Bareilles in Waitress is also counts as a concert. Just
okay, I'll allow that. Ed,
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Answer is, in fact, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I've seen four times.
Cool.
Radiohead. I've seen Tom York three times. Sarah Bareilles. I've only seen two times.
How many times have you seen?
Heat in five, baby.
And I've never seen Guar.
If Edwards wins, does that mean he gets to choose which shirt or it's his shirt?
He gets to choose which shirt. Yeah, he's choosing Daniel's shirt.
Wait because we need to choose Edwards' shirt.
Sure. How many times have I seen Sarah Bareilles?
Two times.
Two.
All right, Adam gets points because he said that first.
I did say it first. I don't know if you're on like a lag or something, but I did say it first.
What is my favorite color?
All the colors.
Green.
Rainbow.
Amelia gets that.
Are we just going back to shouting out answers and we're not listening stuff no more?
He's asking the
question.
There's only one. What is my favorite musical?
Waitress.
Spamilton.
I say Waitress, dude.
Hamilton parody musical.
A funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Wicked. Okay, so we have a funny thing. We have Waitress. We have what else? Wicked?
Well, I mean, I already said
Waitress. I said two. I said Waitress, so.
Waitress, I said it first, and it was my real answer.
Okay.
Moving out for Billy Joel musical.
It's
Live on Broadway.
Ed singing in the shower.
No, it's
Spider-Man.
I don't
want to
say that one.
Minions, the musical.
I'm just gonna say because I know he was in it. I'm gonna say it, and no one's gonna laugh. Joseph and the Technicolor Coat.
I was never in
Dream
that.
Technicolor Dream Coat, girl. Jesus Christ.
You're in town?
It's Shrek. It's Shrek the Musical. Oh, no.
It's not Shrek either.
It's Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
It's definitely not Spider-Man. I'm sorry, Daniel.
Sorry. Wait, you have to say sorry to Daniel on that one because it's not
so. There's a clear cut answer here.
And Oklahoma.
It's not Oklahoma.
Oh, American Idiot, because that's what you feel like.
No.
Which one is it, Amelia?
Spider-Man, across the universe.
I thought you had one. No, it's not that.
Damn.
Hair, because you wish you had more.
I'm going to say Oklahoma.
We've all guessed wrong 1,000 times.
I'm saying Oklahoma, final answer.
No.
I already said
it. Ezra said that before.
Oh,
I didn't hear you say
it. Is it La Boheme?
No.
Is it Jesus Christ Superstar?
No.
Light in the Piazza?
Also, we're just going to keep answering?
Yeah, I know you guys know this one.
Phantom of the Opera.
Is it Cats? You want us to know it, then say it.
Oh, fuck.
It's Cats!
It was Cats?
I forgot about that shit.
You know,
literally saw me cry.
You know what you don't want in like normal game shows is to lose respect for the host, and that's what's happening now.
Can't lose something you never had. Maybe
watching the same Jeopardy as me.
Okay,
we're watching the same Jeopardy.
Guys, number 16. What's my favorite sexual position?
Oh no! Oh, I'm stepping out.
Having
Edward gets the point.
Amazon.
Wait, what did Ed? What did you say, Ed?
What was Edward's answer?
Any.
Oh, nice.
I said having, though. I said having.
Inside, it literally says any in my answers.
All right, okay.
Guys, who's my favorite wrestler?
The Rock.
Sting. You.
Edward also gets
fake Sting
for that.
Fake Sting? The red face Sting?
What is my favorite
NWO Sting?
What was the question?
What was my favorite TV show?
Shameless.
Growing Up right now.
SpongeBob.
What?
Gotham.
Menudo.
Heart of Dixie.
Menudo.
Heart of Dixie!
Krypton.
No. True Blood.
No.
You didn't answer. Is it right now or growing up?
He said it was.
Lois and Clark.
No.
Lois and Clark.
No.
Xena Warrior Princess.
No.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Is it The Office?
Hercules.
Edward also gets points for that.
Are you are a fucking basic B, dude. You are a straight up basic B. I'm literally trying to give you more credit on these answers.
I'm like telling a hero human in 5.
All right. Guys, what's my favorite breakfast?
Any.
Any. Yes, please.
No, it's missionary.
You guys are correct. It is, in fact, missionary. Missionary breakfast.
That's what you wrote down?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wish. I'm not as clever. These are quite literal.
Eggs Benedict.
Adam gets the points for that.
Fuck you. Okay. I knew it, you Hollandaise son of a bitch.
I mean, I knew
this one. This one has 4 parts to it. If you get all 4 parts exactly, you get 16 points.
I do want to pause. It's the reason why I knew that question is because we've had breakfast multiple times together
in bed.
It's true.
Yeah,
nice.
All right, so this is a 4-parter. If you get any one of the 4 parts right, as you shout them out, you automatically get points. But if you get all 4, you get 16 points.
Okay.
That's 4 times.
How do I order my coffee?
Oh,
loudly. Loudly.
That's one part. Almond milk?
Familiar. Okay.
One cube of sugar cut in half.
Okay.
Close.
Blonde shot.
Oh, are we doing Starbucks coffee?
Oh, shit. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I know this one.
Okay. So you get black coffee with extra pumpkin spice.
I got it.
Just sit down. Okay.
Can I go?
Yeah, Adam, go.
Double chai latte, extra cinnamon, extra shot with 2 soy cups. Cutie pies. Just put it in there.
Why, is he a soy boy?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy Dens says you Sarah Bareilles. Dens, don't get points.
Was this for the favorite breakfast?
I don't know.
Sure.
Hey, man, probably. Sarah Bareilles is my favorite breakfast, man. Hell yeah, man. He's fine.
Mine's
okay. Said okay. I know it's an iced chai with. It's not an iced chai. Never mind. Go talk to Edward.
Iced chai latte, one half of a sugar cube, a little bit of almond milk, and also extra pumpkin spice.
That is a very creative drink, Ezra. I'm going to give you 1 point for the creativeness.
I'll take it.
But you don't get that.
Okay.
It's like a
Danny Boy toy.
And it's like a peach tea lemonade.
That's not coffee.
That's not coffee.
Yeah, but I'm Starbucks just listening to Starbucks order, Bev.
100% Arabica bean coffee.
He and five, y'all.
The finest milk. Poured straight from the cow. You get a squirt from the udder. Well, you get it put in the bucket, and then they pour the bucket in the cup.
Who's the udder?
You get the turbo lid so that you don't use straws because you want to save turtles. Correct. And then you have them put Esteban on the label instead of Steve. That's how you order your coffee. Heat in five.
All right.
Why would you guys throw this up?
You guys all got individual points for stuff.
I was right about
the correct answer was iced blonde Americano with cream and hazelnut.
Mm,
but I was willing to take away the part that said blonde because that's a Starbucks only. So if you had gotten iced Americano with cream and hazelnut, 16 points, you would have basically won the game.
So how many points did I get? Because I said blonde, which was a fucking insider knowledge. And I also said loudly.
Do I get extra points for not giving a shit about your order at all and not caring about the answer?
No, because then we would all get extra points and it would reduce the impact of points.
Yeah. I'm concerned that at that point the audience would just win.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm.
They're just listening. All right, guys, this is my favorite part. This is where you guys earn your points based on your answers. These are our last five.
Oh, like an essay question?
Kind of. I want to know that the Tampa Bay Lightning just won the Stanley Cup. So,
God.
It's all good. Stars in nine. Stars in nine, baby. Stars
guys, if you had one wish, what would it be?
Ray J.
We'd be best friends.
Wow.
Our love will never end. That's the lyrics.
That
the finger.
What's that Rascal Flatts song about? What's that?
Yeah.
I would wish that I was Lightning McQueen and everyone, all my friends were cars from the Cars world, and I'd go around. I go ka-chow, and that's my wish.
That's a good wish.
Is it to give you a percentage?
Everyone got points except for you, Adam. Everyone got points except
five, Adam.
Heat five, baby. Yeah. All right. Person here that hasn't heat in fived yet.
Oh, yeah. That's my one wish. But I don't even need to, it was a waste of a wish because heat in five. My wish is heat in four. That way they get a little bit of extra rest before they go home to Miami because it's heat in five, baby.
Heat in five, yeah.
Guys, why did you choose Sotelo Gang?
I didn't.
It chose me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have to go with that answer.
Got too many L's. That's why your win's low.
How do I say I oppose it?
Carpe Venom. Yeah. That's how you say it. It also translates officially to seize the wine.
Carpe Dumb.
The real answer is I joined the Finger Guns crew and found out that meant I was also in the Sotelo gang, and I thought, okay.
Stepdaddy Den.
That's my favorite Sarah Bareilles song. That's Den the song. A lot of people don't know that. Sarah Bareilles wrote Life is a Highway for Rascal Flatts.
Oh, my God. Such a fucking basic B for fucking Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah B.
Yeah, man.
What is your favorite thing about me?
Nothing.
Well, we got to go one at a time for this.
Your suits.
Your insane amount of optimism.
Aw.
I hate this. Can I say pass? I want to say pass.
I think it's how genuine you are in putting your time and effort into this show.
So you mean he's pretty genuine about not putting any in it? Or
no, I mean, look at this. He put together a whole game where we had to praise him. I mean, come on. That's high-level work.
Man, I look so good right now. Look at my tiny chin, y'all. Look at my nose and tiny.
Oh, gosh. I think I would say it would have to be your, like, your approach, how you're so easily approachable and you lighten the group.
All right, I got a real answer when everybody's done.
Oh, you want to go last?
Oh, I didn't go.
I wasn't sure.
Your glasses fit your head and you got a big head, so that's inspirational to me because I got a big head and no glasses ever fit me. So I think maybe... Yeah, maybe one day I can get glasses that'll fit my face.
I'm the voice of LensCrafter, so I think I'm supposed to tell you to look there.
If you need one, just hit me up. I got a fucking promo code for you, babe.
I don't
Adam, can I go? Can I go? All right. Well, my favorite thing about you, Steve, is that you've seen Earth, Wind, and Fire more than 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
That you enjoy a tall blonde coffee. You love iced Americano. You also love
a little bit of hazelnut blonde.
You also very much enjoy a sangria / also a old fashioned.
Hey, man, hurry up. I'm telling you, you're done with this game show.
And I also really, really, it's one of my favorite things about you that your favorite musical is Cats.
You listen.
Yeah, he also just listed things that have happened on the episode. Very prisoner of the moment, Adam. Not me, the guy that went, oh, you're wearing glasses. Not me. Couldn't be me.
You got more points than he did, though.
Good.
I'm a food. What am I, and how would you eat me?
Banana whole, all the way down.
You're a food?
Yes.
You are. To me, you're not a food. You're tapas. You know. I love having you in small bits at a time, and they're all different. They're all different dishes, and I get to experience every side of you beautifully and at a reasonable time frame.
All right.
I win, right?
I was going to say chicken Caesar salad, but I think that's better.
Because you're... Chicken Caesar salad because he's what's left over in the kitchen.
No, what? You just have like lettuce and chicken sitting around extra in your kitchen, Adam?
That's how Caesar salad was made. Anyway.
Oh, really?
Can I go next?
I didn't know that.
I got one.
Yeah, go Danny.
Yes. Steve, you're a shrimp quesadilla that you ate one piece of and then you left it in the fridge for 3 days and you're like, do I want to finish the shrimp quesadilla? I don't know. It's too much for my tummy. Maybe I'm not going to finish the shrimp quesadilla. And then you throw it away. That's what food you are. That's what food you are to me. You don't throw it away because you didn't like it. You throw it away out of love. And you don't want it to go spoil too much in the fridge for too long.
But also, you're like a hot dog, and I'm like a young Kobayashi dog.
I'm gonna gulp it down. I'm gonna dip it in water.
Amelia, I do want to point out, I said that about bananas.
What is?
We don't need to point it out again.
Yeah.
I think you're a cream cheese the thing that you get at 85 degrees. It's a cranberry
a bagel,
cranberry cream cheese
bagel
roll.
Yes. Mm. That's what you are.
With the walnuts?
No.
I feel like that might be an insult.
You're like something from Porto's. And then and
anything
I get
with cream cheese.
Guy, you already said your answer. I'm
telling you. Hey, girl. Don't give a fuck.
How would you eat me?
Your potato ball.
Hole.
I need you in my mouth, dude.
One piece at a time, baby. Savor the experience.
Portos, baby. Heat in five.
Let your Winslow, dude. Heat in five, man. Did you look all at right. The football that spit you up because I'm fucking full, Heat in five.
Here's the last question, guys.
Who won that one? You didn't say who won that one.
You didn't say who won.
I just give you guys points, and then at the end you find out.
All right, okay.
What is the best thing you could tell me that will make me give you the most points?
Ooh.
Nothing. Nothing. I know you're a man of honor. I know you're a man of honor unless it's a game that you're playing, in which case you cheat. You cheat at all costs because you play to win.
I think my answer is I think one day you will meet Sarah Bareilles, and I think she'll find you very charming.
Mine is.
How did you do that?
I think a couple episodes ago, when we had that cooking show and we saw both you and Adam make a Moco Loco, I think yours looked and tasted better.
Oh! That. You know what? Mad props to you playing the game, Ezra, because that was good. That was good. We all know that mine tasted better and wasn't as raw.
Can you repeat the question? I'm still not over whole, eating something whole.
What is the thing that you can that you would tell me that would make me give you the most points?
Okay. Thank you.
I got one. Love is a house.
Fuck yeah. Cerberus, baby.
Was that your answer? Just thank you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's her answer, man. Hey, everybody out there listening, if you're fucking on, if you're on Twitch or something, go ahead, send a comment in. Let us know who you think won. I mean, everybody knows the fucking I won, but I mean, let us know, man.
Did everyone go?
Stephanie Dennis just went. He gave maybe the best answer. The Rock is
your father. Is the greatest musician of our time.
Oh, he gave a different answer. The Rock
and
is your
The Rock father. Is my father.
Mm. That one's pretty good.
Heat in five.
Yeah, Heat in five. That would be my message for you.
You might get negative points for that.
Gordon Hayward is opting out of his contract, and you'll be free of $34 million. That's what I would say to you to make you feel better.
But he would... He would stay on the team for a smaller contract.
He would take a pay cut. He would sign for the mid-level exception of about $8.94 million.
You want him to stick around. Five.
And this then 45. Sign.
For the listeners, Steve is a Celtics fan.
For the listeners. Yeah.
For the listeners.
For the listeners, Heat and five.
For the visual, you see that he's in full Larry Bird cosplay. He has a wispy blonde mustache on. He's taking set shots in the driveway. He's been taking set shots in the driveway the entire show. It's very impressive that he was able to host for as well as he did.
And it's crazy because he's doing this all while also simultaneously dismantling the Indiana Pacers for no reason.
Yeah, man. All the deep on six. Shout out to my guy Vic. Shout out to my guy Vic, his press man's finest.
Is Larry Bird still the GM of the Pacers? Was that a good joke?
The jam of the Pacers.
I'm gonna do that just because.
Are you adding up stuff? Did you?
Yeah, I'm adding up the points because we are done for the show. But while I'm adding those up, I'm going to present to you guys a segment I like to call "Something I Learned Last Night."
Fuck yeah! Lightning in how many? Six.
Six. Yeah.
Come on, girl. I know you're taking a fucking toll, bro.
Hey guys, I just found out this fun little trick, and I wanted to show you guys. It's actually on YouTube, so here, I'm just going to show you guys. So if what you want to do is you're going to click on a YouTube video, and you're going to full screen it, and then when you could scroll down, guys. You can scroll down. Isn't that so cool? Hopefully you liked it. Enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, everyone. Let's bring everyone back on. Did you guys learn something fun with that?
What?
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you? What? What was that?
I don't know.
You guys learned a trick.
I don't think.
No one asked for a trick.
Shout out to Ezra for yelling what the fuck off camera.
You can hear that. No, we couldn't hear it. We couldn't hear it. You could just see it.
I could feel it the way I feel when I say heat in five, dude.
All right, guys. So something unprecedented happened.
Something with the problems, dude.
And thank you, Denzel. I'm going to just click on this comment. He said, go, Steve.
I do agree with that. Steve in five, guys.
Yeah, go, Steve. Go.
I think something just happened. And all right, so I'm going to announce the scores right now from the lowest to the winner. Okay. So in fifth place, and honestly, they received the most points with what they said at the end. With 20, Adam. I want you to know, if you actually put in effort, you probably would have won.
What? You fucking dissing me right now?
Oh, yeah, hey, if Adam's Ed is assuming place, he's going to win.
In fourth place with 20 is Daniel. And he was gone for the entire first 10 questions for the most part.
I'm going to be honest with you. Daniel, that hits hard.
With 23 points, so in third place, we have Amelia.
How is this? Is this because of the 5-point difference that you just gave to somebody you didn't know very well?
It's the only reason.
So, there is a tie for first place.
Yeah, right.
Between Ezra and Edward.
Woo! I did it! I did it, Mom!
But we can't just have one winner.
Okay. No,
Ezra, we can only have one winner.
Some bullshit, man.
Taken, I agree. I'm not sure why I covered my mouth.
Wait, that you agree that it's bullshit that...
Well, look, I got 5 free points, and I love it, and I'll take it, but me and Ed have to do a runoff, and...
you guys are going to the tiebreaker right now.
But if I lose...
You do a runoff?
It's undeserved.
I'd rather do a rundown.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. This is how we're going to decide the winner.
Okay.
You guys are going to trade going back and forth, listing Sarah Bareilles songs, and whoever... knows the least loses. But I don't know who's going to start first. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10.
7.
Okay, Ezra says 7. Edward, what do you say?
You said a number between 1 and 10?
Yeah.
He said 7. Fuck, I wanted to go with 7. 3.
The number?
Yeah.
Was 6.
Mm.
So, all right. Hey.
Oh, what?
Cheating. Well, I'll give him a chance.
Who, me? Oh, no, I'm texting Ezra.
Okay.
Ezra, so,
Edward,
yeah, you will
begin.
For sure.
What? And then it'll go Ezra. So Ezra gets the second
chance. Shouldn't he go first? Because... he has a blank slate if he went first, if he won.
Look, Ed, you go right ahead.
Ezra, I should ask you, what do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
Well, I did win, so I feel like I should go first, and I'm going to just go with We Didn't Start the Fire.
Ezra.
Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
Uptown Girl.
Christy Lee.
Piano Man.
The Stranger?
Just the Way You Are.
In the middle of the night.
New York State of Mind.
Fuck. Careless Talk.
The Longest Time.
Fuck. Nah, you win. Nah, I'm not going to go
with the Woman.
Time, man.
You may be right. Honestly, only the good die young. Moving out. I'm looking at a list of Billy Joel songs.
I'm moving out. Let me just say one thing.
I'm going to say this one thing first, Ed.
Okay.
In the history of merch madness,
yeah, man,
have I ever? I've never been more disappointed,
yeah,
upset, like more appalled. What you guys have done with merch madness is something that's despicable. I don't think I can ever respect you two the same way again. Wow. For the listeners out there, and for most of Sotelo Gang, you probably already know, the songs that they listed were, in fact, not Sarah Bareilles songs at all. They were,
you don't say!
Ezra was actually listening.
They were Sarah Billy Bareilles Joel songs. They were what? Billy Joel songs.
Piano yeah, Man and Sarah Bareilles. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what do you mean? The Stranger, Sarah Bareilles. Yeah, seen from an Italian girl? Restaurant is from the Waitress musical, man.
I mean, duh. Have you ever, do you even know who Sarah Bareilles is, Steve?
Yeah. How many times have you seen her in concert, huh?
Name one Sarah Bareilles song, Steve.
Yeah.
From what album? I'll name you six songs from each.
Nah, I see you wikiing it.
I'm looking right at the camera.
You're wiki.
Okay. What? What do you want? What's her second album, which is, of course, called Piano Man.
Her second album was
called Piano Man. This has been fun, but it's also been a bunch of bullshit, man. Did I win?
I'm so upset right now.
Did I win?
I'm legitimately the most upset I've ever... I'm heartbroken.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, on a Christmas morning when you come downstairs and you're expecting that bike you've always wanted, well, but instead you found out that your dad left you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's sure. How I feel know. Right now.
Happy Passover, babe.
And
L'chaim.
It's going to be really...
Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, technically it's Yom Kippur right now, but...
Yeah, yes. It is Yom Kippur today, so... I shouldn't have eaten anything today, but I did.
I know, man. Me too.
Hey, Steve?
Steve, I want to say she's right on time.
I want to say she's all that.
I want to say
I hear her for footsteps in the street. Turn the choral music higher. Pile more wood on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
That should make the atmosphere complete.
We listen to our favorite Al Pacino movies. All right, I'll go next. Dog Day Afternoon, Panic in Needle Park, The Godfather 1, 2, and 3.
And these are all Sarah Bareilles songs.
Songs as well, yes. Sarah Bareilles, who ghostwrote for Al Pacino.
Amelia, what's your favorite Sarah Bareilles song?
Ghostwrote for Al Pacino on The Righteous Man.
My favorite Al Pacino song?
Mm-hmm. No, Sarah Bareilles, but yes.
Sarah Bareilles, thank you. Sarah Bareilles.
Please say anything with Al Pacino in it. Please.
He
would work.
Scarface?
No, fool. You know what my favorite Al Pacino song is? It's the Miami Heat in 5 starring him and Robert De Niro.
Listen, guys. I don't care... If the house is packed or strings of light are broken, I don't care if the gifts are wrapped or there's nothing here to open.
Great point.
Love is not a toy and no paper will conceal it. Love is simply joy that I'm home.
And that reminds me that, you know, in a way, life is like a road that you travel on, you know? And when there's one day here and the next day
gone. Would you call it a highway?
Sometimes you bend and sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. And I feel like there's a world outside every darkened door where blues don't haunt anymore. And we're brave or free and love or sore. And I just, Steve, can I just say, come ride with me to the distant shore? See, life is a highway, and I want to ride it all night long.
Hey, man, turn that camera back on me. Yeah, there we go.
Put the camera on me.
Put the camera on Danny. Heat in 5.
Heat in 5. Beating five, man, it's incredible stuff right now. The Miami Heat are going to win the NBA Finals in only five games. And, you know, this is a big storyline because LeBron James used to play for the Miami Heat. Now he's going up against the Miami Heat. He famously tried to get Eric Spoelstra fired his first year in Miami. And now Eric Spoelstra is going to beat him in five games. Hey, it's guys, crazy. Shouldn't have tried to get him fired.
Quick question. What are we doing?
What do we do with what? What are we doing? I think. What are we doing? Did you want to talk about what the Lightning's victory means and how it's probably bittersweet for Steve Yzerman, considering he built that team and then left to go run the Red Wings?
I do want to talk about how "Love Song" is the debut single by American singer-songwriter
by Rascal Flatts,
released in June 2007 via Epic Records from her major label. Debut Little Voice. It was nominated for 2009 Grammy Award in the category of Song of the Year, which seems weird because it was released 2 years later. Seems like a really arbitrary.
You said Sarah Bareilles. Isn't that a Tegan and Sarah song? Isn't that a Sarah different Bareilles? Sarah? That's Tegan and Sarah, I think. Love song.
Yeah.
Head underwater, and they Sarah tell
Bareilles.
Me breathe easy for a while. That's Tegan and Sarah.
Breathing gets
harder, even I know that.
So, Steve, what are we doing? Are we doing plugs now, Steve?
To see, now not happy in your hands. Unusually hard to hold on to. Ooh.
This is my favorite Rascal Flatts.
There's and blank pages. No easy way to say this.
And what hurts the most. He's feeling so close to the NBA championship when you're going to win in just five games.
Even five, Ezra, man.
Even five, baby.
That's your turn, Amelia. Amelia, your turn.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no. Adam, I mean, Adam, legit.
I got to do that off camera.
Good. Can you do that again, Adam? Because it's important. Vote. Like, literally.
Vote.
Go vote for the NBA Finals Miami Heat in five, man.
All right, let's do
go
plugs.
Vote for the NBA the Finals MVP.
Can we do plugs? Can we do plugs?
He's
now,
doing
Steve?
Them right now.
Yeah, but that's not like for the podcast. So can we do plugs, please?
Yeah, I don't. But right before we do, I just want to say, Steve, thanks for putting together a game show, man. This was fun.
Yeah,
I know we talked with you at the end, but this was really fun.
This was really fun, buddy.
Well, guys, we didn't come up with a winner.
Oh, so, wow.
We're all winners, man. We're all.
I thought Ezra
that
won.
Means that all of them are going to get released.
Huh?
What? What?
Are you fucking kidding me? Everyone? That I had to play this game for no fucking reason? That it was just going to get thrown up regardless?
Yeah. And that's the game.
You know what they say, man? Life's a highway.
I'll ride it.
All night long.
I don't even think you could meet Sarah Bareilles. You couldn't last in New York.
So I'll go first. So my plugs are, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at Ezra Party. If you want to see my show, Apocalypse Tips with Lester Pips, that's on Thursdays at 6, which it all rhymes. Isn't that cool? And that's at Lester Pips on Instagram. But I'll post it all to at Ezra Party, so follow me there.
Edward James, is there anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, me. Plug me if you're a 4'10" dominatrix, man. I want to plug in the Miami Heat. I want to plug in the NBA Finals MVP, Tyler Hero. Yeah, man. Shout out to my girl, Carla. Carl's Jr., it's your birthday. Happy birthday, B.
Happy birthday, Carla.
Oh, Danny Carla. Carpenter, is there anything you would like to plug?
Heat in five, Tyler Hero Finals MVP. Sorry. Bam Adebayo Finals MVP. That's my pick for Finals MVP. Babe, do you want me to plug anything? Elise doesn't want me to plug anything. That's all.
What about your Instagram?
My Instagram, Danny Dick Picks. No K. Danny, DannyDicPix. I'm posting new. I just got a new cat, so I'll post fun pictures of my cat. He's named after a throwaway line in the Alan Jackson song Chattahoochee. So he's named Grape Snow Cone.
Lovely. Amelia Gonzalez, Is there anything you would like to plug?
Yes, I'd like to plug my Instagram, Garza Amelia. I'm on there sometimes. I will like to admit now that I am now on TikTok. I'm not making videos, but I am liking a lot of them. So if you have some nice content, just let me know and I'll like it.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Teriyaki Poppy 2000, man, on TikTok.
Yes. Shout out to that guy. Great content.
Steve, do you want to go last or do you care?
I could go last. I'll close out the show. The camera's already on me.
No problem. All right. Well, then in that case, please go. I'm just going to go and say, please go follow Adam R. Mack on all the social medias. And we are debuting a brand new show called Fake News this Friday. It's going to be really, really fun. We're going to do all the topical shit that happened this week, which, by the way, there is a debate. Also, thank you for adding Adam R. Mack there. I do want to say, before we get too crazy, yes, I'm wearing a shirt. Please, everybody, go register to vote. You can definitely go to usa.gov/register/2/2vote. Please go do that, everybody. That would be like we all need to do it right now. And then also, if you're looking to particularly get more involved, I suggest you please go adopt a state. So go to votesaveamerica.com/adopt/day. -a state. Please go check that out, everybody. And also, check out our show. We have a really, really fun show that's happening this Friday. Steve Sotelo, it's all you, buddy.
I want to thank everyone for going along with this ride with me, my fellow Finger Guns members, Denzel at home, and the obviously Sotelo gang and the listeners. Please follow us at GoFinger Guns on all media platforms. We do have a show on Thursday with Ezra, Lester Pips. Watch that. I had an extreme honor of fucking around for an hour with you all. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.
All right. Is that the end of the show?
I believe so.
All right. Well, without further ado, Black Lives Matter, wear a mask, and
Heat and Five, baby.
Finger Guns Comedy.
This holiday season, you know what I have on my wish list? Adventure. That's why I got a new Honda during the Happy Honda Days sales event. They have a whole lineup of rugged, all-wheel drive SUVs, CR-V, Pilot, Passport. But at the end of the day, I drove off in a new HR-V with a bunch of safety features. And best of all, I got it on clearance. So don't just sit around knitting an ugly holiday sweater. See your local Honda dealer for Happy Honda Days clearance pricing today. This holiday season, you know what I have on my wish list? Adventure. That's why I got a new Honda during the Happy Honda Days sales event. They have a whole lineup of rugged, all-wheel drive SUVs, CR-V, Pilot, Passport. But at the end of the day, I drove off in a new HR-V with a bunch of safety features. And best of all, I got it on clearance. So don't just sit around knitting an ugly holiday sweater. See your local Honda dealer for Happy Honda Days clearance pricing today.